USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As fighting between Israel and terrorist organization Hamas moves into its fourth week, Israeli ground forces in Gaza is moving forward. Israeli officials said yesterday a female soldier, Ori Meghidish, that had been kidnapped by Hamas during the deadly October 7th attack, had been freed by Israeli ground forces in Gaza. Over the weekend, the two sides talked to free some of the 200 hostages being held by Hamas. Reports are that the talks have stalled. Over 9,000 people have been killed on both sides since Hamas' murderous rampage into Israel. A man who was found dead inside a Colorado amusement park was potentially planning a massive attack.
Garfield County Sheriff Lou Valerio says the man broke into the amusement park in Glenwood Springs after hours on Friday, dressed in full tactical gear and armed with multiple weapons and loaded magazines. Multiple improvised explosive devices were also found with the suspect and in a car believed to be his. His body was found Saturday morning in a restroom. The man took his own life instead of going through with the attack. I'm Dave Collins.
Former Vice President Mike Pence has dropped out of the GOP presidential run. Pence's last campaign filing showed $600,000 in debt and only $1.2 million in cash on hand. Pence was also unable to gain the 70,000 individual donors needed to qualify for the next GOP primary debate. Actor Robert De Niro is being sued by his former executive assistant and vice president of Canal Productions, Graham Chase Robinson. She is accusing De Niro of gender discrimination and retaliation. De Niro's production company is countersuing, claiming she ran up huge American Express bills and used frequent flyer miles for personal travel. Happy Halloween, USA News.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. Just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay, black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Mask mandates on commercial flights for COVID-19 are likely becoming a thing of the past.
The Senate has approved an amendment to a spending bill prohibiting the use of federal funds to enforce face covering mandates on airlines, trains, and buses.
We've learned a lot of lessons as a result of the politicalization of science and the mixed messages that people got during the pandemic.
GOP Senator John Cornyn of Texas, who supported the amendment, hailed it as a victory for personal freedom. I'm John Schaefer.
The cast of the hit sitcom Friends is reacting with disbelief to the death of co-star Matthew Perry over the weekend. Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, and David Schwimmer wrote in a statement to People magazine that they were more than castmates. They were family, and they would have more at a later date. Perry was found at his Los Angeles home on Saturday, where he appears to have drowned. A toxicology report is underway to discover more information. The White House is taking action to counter the rise in reported anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses following terrorist organization Hamas's murderous rampage in Israel earlier this month. The White House says the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security are working with school police and local law enforcement to address any threats. Over 9,000 people have died in the conflict. Thanks for listening, my friend, and a happy Halloween to you. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.